448 on the sports line. Welcome back to the show. Dennis Carter, sports director, WSET, joins us now, courtesy of the good folks over at Trio Brick Oven Eatery, Route 221 in Forest. Pizza, beer, wings, burgers, all kinds of good bar food. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Rich. How are you today?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing well. Doing very well.
What's new on this Friday for you?
Oh, we got all kinds of good things going on. Keeping track of course, the Greenbrier Classic and Wimbledon tennis, and we got the Hillcats and Salem Red Sox over at City Stadium tonight at 6:30. They've got a weekend series over there, so that's a battle for first place now in the Northern Division in the second half. So we'll keep an eye on that. And Rashad Jennings is in town this weekend. He's got a skills football camp over at Liberty tomorrow. So all kinds of good stuff going on in the Hill City.
You know, you mentioned the Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox, and the interesting part of that is with the Hillcats locking up the first half of the year, obviously they can't be the only team in the playoffs from their division. So even if they win the second half, someone's still going to get in. And
right.
It's interesting because we were talking to some folks from the Red Sox, and despite there being a rivalry there, they were like, you know, we kind of hope the Hillcats win every game that they play, you know, except those against us. Because, you know, if we do well and they do well, even if they wind up edging us out, we're still going to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, and boy, it would be great for the area too to have a playoff series between those two teams, you know, that are an hour and 10 minutes away from each other. That would be great for the area to see those two teams going up against each other. Maybe the best two teams in the entire Carolina League. You look at their records now, they finished with the same record in the first half, but Lynchburg won the tiebreaker, won the first half. And now they've got the same record in the second half. So they've played, you know, a lot of games, and they've got the exact same one-loss record as the others. So two evenly matched teams, it ought to be a real good series this weekend over at the ballpark.
And Dennis, how great is it having two really good teams, two of the best teams in the Carolina League, right here an hour apart here in Lynchburg and Salem?
Excellent. Yeah, you know, when you go over there, you're going to see some good baseball, whether you're going to Lynchburg or you're going over to Haley Toyota Field in Salem. You know you're going to see good baseball whichever park you go to, so it's a win-win. Whenever you cover those two teams, you know you're going to see some really good baseball.
Greenbrier Classic, you guys aren't up there, huh?
No, I wish we were, but we are following it from here in Lynchburg and keeping close track of it, and seeing Sebastian Munoz tear it up here yesterday, 61 in the first day. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, crazy, isn't it?
It had 10 birdies. He birdied 10 of the 18 holes and had one bogey to throw on the card, but can you imagine birdieing 10 holes in one round, Rich? I know you've done it a few times,
just
can you imagine doing it in a PGA Tour event?
No, not in a Tour event. I mean, you know, just out in a regular round with buddies is one thing. You know, and when you and I are doing that, you know, every other Saturday when we're out there playing, it's, you know, it's certainly one thing, Dennis, but you're right. I mean, crazy. You know, and we've seen really, really low numbers posted at this tournament historically, and you know, it's kind of fun. You know, it's got to be fun for the PGA Tour pros to go out there. Apparently everybody loves the golf course, and you know, the opportunity to go see, you know, guys play really, really well, you know, a little different than the majors, so that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, and it's good seeing some of the veteran players, some of the older guys playing well. Davis Love the third, 63 yesterday. Phil Mickelson, your buddy, you know, with a nice round yesterday, 3-under, despite hitting a fan and giving him a few souvenirs. I think on the 11th hole, he struck a spectator there by the green, but it was pretty cool. He gave him one of his gloves and the ball. So Phil Mickelson playing well. Looks like I haven't checked on his round today, but I imagine he'll make the cut and move on to the weekend.
He actually finished right on the cut line at one under, threw up a two over today, and you know, I know he likes to play well with everyone when the cameras are on, but you know that Ed and I know the real Phil Mickelson, right? The real Fig Jam.
I've heard you talk about him a little bit in the past.
Well, he kicked Ed. I mean, he just hauled off and kicked him once.
Wow.
I mean, that's no lie either.
Why did he do that, Rich?
Because he's not a very good guy.
I mean, I know there have been many times when you'd like to haul off and kick Ed, but why would Phil do that?
I don't know. That was just a bizarre set of circumstances when we were in the locker room at the U.S. Open down at Pinehurst a couple years ago. And it was a wild scene. And, you know, but the truth comes out eventually.
That's bizarre. That really is.
What do you think this whole thing? I mean, I know a lot's being made of the fact that the course is back and everyone's worked so hard up at the Greenbrier and in West Virginia to get this event back on, and that it means a lot to the community up there. Is there a greater meaning to the region, to the area, or, you know, for the folks in Roanoke and Lynchburg, you know, is it, well, you know, it's great that it's back, but it doesn't really have the same, you know, impact on us that it does, you know, for the folks in West Virginia, right?
Yeah, I think it's extra special for the folks there in West Virginia. It's special for us just to see that area recovering, you know, making the comeback from the devastating floods last year. I mean, that the floods just tore that course and that area up big time, and to see them bounce back and make such a great recovery it's heartwarming for all of us. I mean, we didn't experience what they did, but it's heartwarming on our end to see them battle back and make, you know, such a great recovery. So I'm sure it means more to them, but it means a lot to us in the area too, because, you know, now we get to go back and enjoy the great golf and the atmosphere at the Greenbrier. It's second to none.
All-Star Weekend coming up, and, you know, it's one of those times in baseball where, you know, you get a few days every couple months where it's actually somewhat interesting, huh?
Yeah, that ought to be really good. The home run derby should be real interesting on Monday night. Looking forward to that, and the game ought to be good as well.
I think I'm more shocked that Rich actually just brought up baseball voluntarily.
Well, I mean, like I said, there are a few days every season.
Yeah, you there's know, 162 of them.
You've got opening day. Opening day is intriguing. And then I think there's a lull till the All-Star break.
Jeez.
Which is like half the season. Then you check back in around the trading deadline, right?
Yep.
And then, you know, late September for the pennant races, and then the postseason, right? I mean, do I have baseball nailed here, Dennis, or what?
Pretty close.
Oh, come on, Dennis.
unless you're a big time fan, which, you know, I follow it a little bit more than that during the year, but you know, for the casual fan, I think you hit most of the high spots.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting rest of the year.
Really?
I'm looking forward to the home run derby Monday night.
Judge versus Stanton. That's going to be interesting.
Who you got to win that?
I would say Stanton, I think. Just because,
you know, I do too. I think being in his hometown and, you know, defending champion, I think he's going to get a big boost from the home crowd. I look for him to win it again.
Yep.
Make it 2 years in a row.
And what could go wrong in Miami?
let's hope everybody behaves and nothing goes wrong over the weekend. It's kind of a rough area down there, but, you know, maybe they'll be on their best behavior for the All-Star game.
Dennis, got about 20 seconds left. Always appreciate the time. Of course, brought to you by Trio Brick Oven Eatery out here in Forest. What's the one thing you're most looking forward to this weekend?
I'd say the Greenbrier golf. I want to see who comes out with a championship and see how low they can go. I want to see how low that score is going to go to win it all on Sunday afternoon.
Got a got an early pick. You give my guy Davis Love the third a chance?
I do. In fact, if I had to make a pick right now, I'm going to give your guy the Carolina Tar Heel, correct?
Yes.
I think he's got a great chance to win it. I look for Davis Love to win on Sunday.
From your lips to God's ears. Thank you, Dennis.
See See you guys.